Did you live with your aunt until you got married, or did you move out before then?
No, I moved out before. It was a foolish thing. It was a foolish thing for me to do it. But I was young, you know. Young people don't realize. I got married on my cousin Jeanette. She was a lovely girl. I loved her. I'll never forget her. And when she took my clothes away, I got mad, and I moved out of there. I would not move yet, but I came to work the following day, and I was crying because first of all I lost money. I didn't go to work. I didn't have my clothes, and then. This friend of mine that I worked with, I made friends with her, and she said to me, what's the matter? Why didn't you come to work the other day? And I told her what happened, and I said, I had a fight with my with Jeanette. And she said, I'll give you a nice room. Move in to me. She was just married herself. She was an old maid, and she just got married. So she said, I'll give you a nice room. We have a house. They were three brothers and a mother-in-law lived together. And they had an extra bedroom. So I moved into her.
Were there hard feelings at your aunt's house at all because you moved out?
It was a hard feeling, but I made up in other ways. I was good to her. I used to come to her. I used to... she used to do for me, and I used to do for her things. And I couldn't get mad on my aunt because she was too humble. She was too good. She was too good.
So did you lived at this other place until you were married?
Yeah.
Did you, before you actually met Saul, were you thinking about getting married? Did you think that you eventually would?
I had a lot of fellas that they all liked me, but I was very choosy, and I thought, oh, I'm so young, I had time yet to get married. I had time to get married, really. I didn't care to get married, so. But then, when this year, my husband, I met him in a house where the woman, she was a girlfriend of me, Dora, she was a girlfriend of mine. I worked with her in Scotch Woolen Mills. They were two sisters, Sophie and Dora. And I became friends with them, and till the last minute, I think Sophie's still alive and I don't see her. I drifted away from her. I don't know why. And Dora, I was friends, and Dora lived a block away from me when I lived with that over there. By the girlfriend that I worked with. And Dora lived on Douglas and Turner, and I lived on Turner and 15. And Douglas Boulevard was 14. So I was just a block from her. So one day I came home from work and I found a note that Dora wanted me to come to her house. And I came into her house, and we were crocheting Kaluni tablecloths at that time. So I thought she wanted me to show her how to crochet. And I met my husband over there. He was such a lively fellow, singing and dancing, and her husband was like that too. And the phonograph was going that time. We had a lot of phonographs. Was playing, and they were dancing. And I said to my girlfriend, I said, who in the hell is he, that guy? Look how he's dancing and everything. And she said, he's a nice fellow. He went to school with me together, with her, in Valparaiso.
Did she plan that get-together for you to meet him?
Not the first time. Second time. It happened the second time she called me. The first time she really wanted me to show her how to could do the crocheting. And I met him that time. That was the first time I met him. And I went home because I had to go to work the next morning, so I went home there. The next morning, Dora called to the house, and I didn't come straight from work. I had a meeting. I was that time I had a union job already, and I had I was on a board, and I was called to the union at that time to the meeting, and I said, the woman from the house said, your girlfriend daughter called, and she said, as soon as you come home from work, you come to the house. So I said, all right, I suppose you got stuck to me, stuck again with her cologne lace, like that. And I had dinner, and I went to Dora's house. I come into Dora, I said, what did you want me now? And this same fella hid himself in a closet. That was my husband. And then he walks out from the closet. I said, I got up like this here, and I looked at Dora, and looked at her husband. I said, what is this, a conspiracy or something is going on? I couldn't imagine what was going on. And she said in the cutesy, don't ask. And I went in the kitchen, she was preparing something. And she said, don't ask. He called me up, I was sleeping, 10 o'clock this morning, or 9 o'clock this morning. He wanted to see me. So I didn't have any other way. I called you, you should come to my house tonight again. Well, I was mad at her, because I was afraid of such lively fellas. He looked to me like a, I don't know, in a funny way. I looked funny at a fella like that. Jumping in it, dancing in it. So I said, I want to go home. So they took me home, they fetched me home. So I wanted to go with Dora, and Dora wanted to go away from me and pushed him to me. And I walked away, and I went to her husband, to Dora's husband, to work. I only had one block to work. But they didn't walk home. They took a walk around and around to Kedzie and then come back. So, and we came back to Dora's house first. So, Dora said, well, you, Solomon, you take her home now. That's Solomon is in Russia. They all called him Solomon. Solomon was his name, Solomon in Russia. So I was mad at Dora. And, I said good night to them, and he took me home. And he asked me for a date. I liked him. He was handsome. He was a handsome, clean-cut fellow. That's the only thing I liked was handsome fellows and clean-cut fellows, dressed nice. And he was dressed nice. With a cane. At that time, the fellows wore canes. So that was, I think it was... In May or June, June was the graduation already, that was in May. And he took me home and asked me for a date, and I wouldn't give him a date. He mentioned every day, and I said, I was busy. And Saturday, Sunday I said, I wash my hair. And I wash my clothes on Sunday. He said, but after that, what do you do? I said, then I'm tired. And I didn't want to go with her. Finally, I used to go up to her once in a while, and he was over there too. Finally, once in June, Sal had a cousin, and he was graduating. I told you before that my husband was going to Valparaiso University, but he didn't have enough money to continue the education, so he came a little earlier without graduating. Or he graduated, I don't remember how it was. And the other one had a wife to support him. So he graduated, and a couple of other fellows that went to school with my husband, they graduate. So they were invited their cousins to graduation, to their friends. So Dora went and Sal went too. So they asked me whether I would want to come along with them. So I said I would love to, but I said to Dora asked me, but I'll pay my own fare. So she said, don't be silly. Sal invited us. And if Sal invited us, he was going to pay for us. I can't give it to him money because he'll feel insulted. I'll never see him again. And he's a good friend of mine, she said, Dora. So I said, well, if he'll take my money, I'll go on. If not, I'm not going. That I was stubborn. And finally, he kept on asking me whether I was good. He invited me separately. And I said, yes, but did Dora tell you on what conditions I'll go? And he said, forget about, like this year, mayor. And then I looked up to him already a little bit, but not much. But what it made me like him an awful lot was when we got to Valparaiso, and the graduation was in the morning. And we went to the graduation in the morning. We came there early, before noon. And in the evening, they had a big party in the evening. So right after the graduation, he wanted to show off Valparaiso, Indiana, how beautiful it is. And it was really so, such a beautiful, it was an old college town, Valparaiso, Indiana. Colleges, universities. And there were a few stores in which they made a living from the students. Very few private people lived there. Most of them were dormitories and homes where students lived and so on. So he wanted to show off Valparaiso, and he invited me to go to see a lake, Cedar Lake it was. And I didn't know that it was so far and that we were going to be out late. I didn't know that. It wasn't very far, but I didn't know really that we were going to be very late out there. So I said, Dora coming too? So Dora looked at me and she said, and he gave me a dirty look, like I didn't trust him or something like that. And I thought, well, my business, no. What am I going to do now? I'm in his hands. And we went away to Cedar Lake. Well, Cedar Lake was a few blocks to walk. And it was walking in the woods. And there was a passage that took you to the lake. It was all around wood, and in the middle of the woods was a lake. It was so beautiful, it was so poetic. I'm telling you, I wouldn't mind to see it now if there is still the woods in that lake. And on the lake, there were students in boats. He took a boat, and he went on a boat. And there were students with a fiddle, with a mandolin, with a balalaika, with a harmonica, with every instrument you could think of, they were playing. A girl and a boy and a girl and a boy and a girl and a boy. It was so poetic. It was so nice. It was so beautiful. And Sal was singing every song in Russian. He was educated in Russian. So he sang in Russian. Everything was Charlie Archie, Black Eyes. Did you ever hear that? This is a love song. I think I have the music somewhere. Sometimes I'll look up the music and I'll play for you. And here it was getting dark. And I was thinking, oh my God, it's so dark. I could only see the skies and up there. You see the skies, I didn't see nothing else but skies. And woods around and boats and water. And it was such a beautiful night. It was such a beautiful night. And he was singing, you see, Charlie Archie. Is a real love song, beautiful, beautiful. And opera songs he was singing, love songs. In Italian, he sang it in Russian. And she sang it in Italian, in the music he sang. Because he used to, in Russia, he used to be, you know, like they have in the operas, big crowds, choirs in on the sides. The main artists are singing and the choir have a few notes to sing and so on. Well, he was one of them that he used to sing in the group with the boys and girls in the choir over there. So he knew notes and he would sing by notes he sang. And it was so gorgeous. And I had my mind, it was in my head, how will I go home in the dark? How will I walk home? That's all it bothered me. How will I walk back to the party? Because the party, they had a party, a graduation party in the evening. Some of them were doctors that graduated, some of them engineers, all kind of them. And finally, we had the boat for about an hour, 2 hours. I don't remember how long we had the boat. we were going home. It's so dark. We're going in the woods, and he's holding on to me tight. And I tumble here, this way and that way. It wasn't straight to walk through the woods. And he was so nice to me. He never kissed me. He never did anything to, some boys are sort of talking about the kiss you and the hug you and they pet you and they do everything. And he never did a thing to me. And when we got out of that wood, I said, thank God that I am back alive, like that. And he took me to the party. And to the party we had a lovely time. And at that time, when I got back, when I saw that I'm back in the city, I said, well, he must be a nice boy, a good boy. But he was so nice, he behaved himself so nice. And I started like it. From that time on, I started like it. And I started going with him. That was in May. And in September, we were married. I didn't even know him. He only had that one cousin here. He died. He was a druggist, chemist. But he was the only relative that he had. I got to know him all right. I met him to the graduation, and then I met him later. But I didn't see him too often, the cousin of his, because his wife, they were cousins too. The wife, my husband's cousin with his wife were cousins too. They married cousins. And she had a sister that she loved my husband, because my husband came to Chicago. He lived by them. They lived together. Both cousins lived there by the aunt in the house, by their aunt. So the girl got to like him. And she wanted to she proposed to Sal he should marry her, but he never cared for her. She used to sit up nights and wait for him to come home when he courted me, but he never cared for her. So I didn't see much of his cousin. But I started to like my Sal later, because he was so nice and gentle. He was very nice. And I had a nice life with him, too.
How old were each of you when you got married, Alice?
I was 17 years old.
Was he the same, or was he older?
No, he was 26. He was 26 or 27, he was. He was much older than me.
So did you have...
That's why he handled me so nice, because he was older.
Did you have a small wedding, since he only had his cousin and you?
Yeah, we got married in court by a judge. And the woman that we stayed with made a dinner for us, and I paid her. And my aunt was very mad at me. Why? I didn't tell her that I was going to get married. She never gave me a wedding gift. And she told me, every time she told me, I'm giving everybody wedding gifts, but you never got a wedding gift from me because you never wanted to get married the way I wanted you to get married. Because I got married in court, not a Jewish wedding. I didn't have a Jewish wedding. I was married twice in court. I didn't believe that the rabbi or a priest marries you off. You can't get married yourself. They are just people like we are. All right, they have a moral education. They are representing good people. But I didn't believe that I wanted to be married by a rabbi. My children were married by a rabbi.
Had your mother prepared you in any way to get married?
No. I was too young. I was too young at that time. I told you once before the story that I don't want to repeat this year. And Cousin Sam was by us, and she had a baby. I'm not going to repeat it.
Yeah.
So Cece never told me of anything. What I learned is from girls that they were older than I am. I learned from them everything.
Didn't you say once that you planned your third child?
No.
You didn't? You didn't have any kind of birth control or anything?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I did have a birth control. I lost one child.
Did Did your aunt tell you about it, or how did you find out this?
I had a child that died by me. The first one died because I had the flu I had. And I got the flu. It was also my cousin Jeanette had the flu. And I was pregnant at that time. I was in the 6 months. And I came to her and I lay down under her bed. And after that I got home and I got the flu and I got pneumonia. They took me to the hospital from the house. And the baby died. It lived 6 hours, a boy. And that was my first baby. And he died. And then I had my second boy and the girl. I didn't want any more children because I was involved. At that time I played in the orchestra. I played and I was busy rehearsing and running to play places. So I didn't want to have another baby. I knew I'll have to stay in the house all the time. I'm sorry now.
Were there like clinics? Were there places that all
yeah.
that women could go to get birth control?
Or? Yeah, it was in the. There were, I mentioned before, the Jewish on Douglas Boulevard, Jewish Institute. At that time, it was right after Margaret Sanger came off with the clinics. She had clinics all over the country with the birth control clinics. So they had a clinic too, and didn't cost any money. Of course, the money that they must have gotten it, money to pay for it, but somebody had to pay for all that, mm-hmm. because they had a nurse and they had a doctor and there were people working there, and a lot of women used to go over there and they used to teach you with a diagram.
What exactly did Saul have the place where you worked with him before you were married, or
no? Saul, when I married him, he worked for Marshall Fields. In effect, at that time, that I didn't even know that Marshall Fields needed tailors. So I thought that he was a manager or salesman over there. He used to make $18 a week. And that was a lot of money at that time, $18 a week. So when somebody...
As a tailor?
Yeah, as a tailor. He was he worked there once as a walker. They had men on the floor too. But then the tailor shop paid more money. So he went to work in the tailor shop. And he lost the job there in the tailor shop because he refused to work on military work. And he was a conscientious objector. Did I mention this
yeah.
to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he lost the job over there at that time. And then he went to work somewhere else. A tailor shop he had, many years later, we had a tailor shop. So when my boy was...
What was he doing when you were first married?
Well, he worked at Marshall Fields. And I thought that Marshall Fields is a store. He's a salesman or a manager or whatever. I never asked him what he was doing. Never, because I didn't know it. I didn't know that they had tailors over there. Anybody that asked me what he was doing, I said, well, I suppose he's doing what everybody else is doing. That's the way I used to answer. But then, when he lost his job, he rented a store on Custer and then Urin. And I lived in the back of the store over there. Custer and Urin? Yeah. Custer and then Urin. And I lived in the back of the store without a bathtub, without anything. We used to wash in the sink, we used to wash ourselves. And then we had bathhouses in the city. So I used to go every now and then with girlfriends to the bathhouse.
What kind of a store was this that he rented?
It was an empty store, and he established a cleaning store and made suits. You know, at that time, coats he made. At that time, as I said before, his father was a furrier. And in Europe, years ago, they used to wear the fur inside and cloth outside. Mink, sable was worn inside, not outside. And make hats to match the inside, because when they opened the lapels, they had a fur over here, so it matched the heads. So he knew how to sew. After school, he used to come home and help his father. There were two boys. They helped his father to work. And that's how he landed in Marshall Fields later to work in a tailor shop, because they paid more, $18. And as a floor man, he was making $15 or $12, I don't remember. So he opened the store, and he used to take in a lot of fur coats to repair. We used to take in fur coats to repair. And suits, he would take in suits to make, men's suits, but that was cut, trim, and make it, they used to call it. He used to give it out to somebody to make it, the suits. But he specialized on putting furs in coats or in jackets and make hats. So we were there about 3 years, I think we were there.
Were you working, helping him out there?
No.
What was the day like for you?
My son was born. When I moved over there, my son was about 9 months old. So I used to walk around with him, and I used to make dinners and clean the store, keep the store clean. And we lived in the back store there, and then that's all. I used to read, I used to get newspapers, I used to read. I couldn't go out much.
Why was that?
Well, I couldn't go without my husband, and I couldn't, we were going together all the time. But the baby was small, so we were going together all the time. And then later, we moved away from there. We moved away from there. I think we went to the south side. And we bought a store on the south side. Oh no, he went to work as a manager, a foreman in a shop, in a store on Roosevelt Road. And there he made $25 or $26 a week. But he had a very big job over there, and they kept on raising him. And by the time he left the place, he was making $75 a week. When he made $75 a week, I moved to a steamy department, and I wanted to have another baby. So I had, my girl was born, I planned her. My son was 4.5 years old already. I didn't want before any children. If I to live like that in the back of the store, I didn't want any children. Then we moved. Yeah, he was working. I had the baby, and I had an apartment, and he wanted to go again in business for himself.
When you were talking just now, like when he was a manager or he was a foreman at a tailoring shop, didn't you say something about there was a dispute between him and his boss or something?
About the union.
What was going on there?